Well, I just thought I'd give you a little preview of what's gonna you're gonna be hearing here. We are cleaning up the house for a party we're having for St. Patrick's Day, and we'll be talking about things, and I'll put the tape on when we're all in the kitchen talking. Okay? Let's see if I'm recording anything first. Janice, do you have a white towel? Yeah, I need a white towel for cleaning this kitchen. Because the color drips off the other towels. Oh, I can't believe all the cobwebs of you. Do you have one? Look at her say. She said that to turn it on and off. You know,
10 after 5.
As we're in this room. And as we talk to each other.
Right, we'll just
play
about the car.
Oh, she's
okay,
got that.
Oh, good.
I have a car from me.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave gets off at 6:30.
Okay, what's the number? 10 after 5. Yes. I have a feeling you had to tell them in writing or we'll be responsible. It is totally full. This thing is just not big enough. What? Yeah. If this thing falls through, then they're going to want to charge us. And we have no proof that we call them. Well, this stuff creates fumes. This stuff creates real bad fumes.
I think it would be nice if you had some people from the hospital here too.
I asked some people.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
we're going to the chair.
For parties, you have to sort of tell them.
No,
You did, huh? What? I'm not either. It broke, son.
Can I have these little pieces of wood?
Yes.
Okay, you need to put a mouse on
though,
so
under
your... No, you need to put a mouse on.
When I close it, sometimes...
Cliff, what about these sweaters and everything?
I'll put them up.
Alright. Hey, Dad, when I blow this into here, sometimes it sounds... It doesn't sound right.
Why?
I don't know.
I think you need a new recorder. That recorder's old. Because you have to do it easy, pal.
Where are you golf club?
In the trunk of my car.
Okay,
when you blow real easy, it works.
Okay. Thanks for showing me.
Here. You want these? I need the car Thursday.
Well, you gotta stop getting it up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna ride with Alice probably on Thursday morning.
Alright.
Well, hey, we'll
be alright. Is Alice coming to the party? Someone who drives you here.
I was going to ask.
But you didn't. Well, all I'm saying is that now it's a little late for them to make plans.
Well, all right. I didn't mean to ask them if you're from school or something.
I think I told you about four times that it would really be nice if you had some people.
I asked about eight people from work, Cliff.
Good.
Okay.
Then my question is, why didn't you ask Alice?
Because I wasn't sure. All right. That's why.
Okay.
Night.
You just said you don't like this.
I said evening. Did you listen? No, you don't listen.
Yes, Mother.
I'm a mother. You just don't listen. She never did.
You gotta have a party once every 3 or 4 months when you clean up your house.
Well, that's the way it goes. Come on.
Alright, so you're gonna do the cabbage.
I guess so.
I wanna pick up some French bread. Where's that plate?
What bread?
Crispy French bread? Is it? Well, I want to make syrup and butter. All you need is a thing of syrup and a stick of butter.
What is
it? Well, we don't have French bread.
Well, you'll have to go get some.
Sometimes making plans with you is so difficult because
it's
you're so defensive.
I'm not defensive. You asked me if I thought it was a good idea to get cabbage. I said I didn't know if I was going to have time.
Yeah.
And you
commit it anyway.
Right. So make anything you want.
Okay? I'll make it.
All right. Just make it out. I'll get the French bread.
I'll get the French.
This one is a little size. That's not to be a lot.
This doesn't. This one is
stuck. Nothing's wrong.
Okay.
See if I can find a green shirt.
But if you got something to wear, then I'm not
going to
go wash.
Yeah, you don't need to wash.
What are they here?
You know, the blue bonnets are blooming now. I wonder.
Well, they just start to come out. They just start. It's a late work on to work.
That's when Bill wanted to come.
Well, no, did you call him?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
They're going to try to come on the 15th.
Well, tell him, because I requested it just for a day. Mm-hmm. So that we can go to
Yeah. I was telling Sandy that what we can do with the keg, but don't drink it all, is bring it out to Perry's and then go play volleyball Sunday and have the keg out there.
Well, I'm working nights.
Sunday? Tuesday I'll be leaving then. I gotta go see you before. I'm nervous about that.
When you meet with him?
Wednesday morning at 9:00. And I gotta mail the stuff to him by Friday, I think. Any kind of information I want him to have. Saying thanks. Well, it won't be tight.
Huh?
I was gonna send that little paper that I'm writing on.
You need the paper?
Yeah. With it, just to say, this is a draft of something I'm writing. Mm-hmm. Give you an idea of what I've been doing.
I wonder if word got back to him with
I don't know.
That'd be real nice.
Huh?
That'd be real nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. We can talk while you're eating.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, Peter said that they don't want to come, and even if they were in the neighborhood, they wouldn't come. He said they waited by the phone for 3 days because they heard we were having it. but at a last resort, they made plans to go to Mexico. They would have certainly livened it up.
Well, we're just making a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talk about the new friend she said. Did she tell you that?
Which one? Frank?
Frank.
So the guy she was with last St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be out of town.
Mm.
He's being very nice to her right now.
He doesn't live here.
I don't know. She said he's being very nice to her. He wants her to meet his family.
Who?
I think his name is Frank. I don't really know. It's the guy she was with. Kind of nice looking guy she was with.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you resolved the thing with Sandy?
Yeah, she's going to talk to her sister. She's going to come tonight. Maybe she'll watch over here or eat at Nana's house. I don't know.
I think it'd be better at Menage's house than at a party in a little house with a lot of people.
Well,
I mean, we're going to have Brad, Michelle.
I know.
Are we going to have Michael and Laura?
No.
Good.
They're gonna go either by Dave's mom or his sister-in-law.
Are you gonna help me with that stuff?
Yep.
I'd like it tomorrow. I'd like to get that mailed off.
You have to talk to tonight?
If I could get it mailed off.
Yeah.
Now that we have them by A's and B's, it might not be that hard.
Yeah.
You know? If I called out the name and you just looked for it, you know?
Well, you got a list, did you say all alphabetized?
Well, yeah.
You have a list of them.
I have an alphabetized list, so what I do is if I call out all the names, then whatever remains in that folder is the other grade. And then I'll call out those names. We might even be able to find out on the thing if there's six or seven. But I don't trust them, because it says, what grade did you complete?
But you wanted to go over them, did you? And recheck them?
After I get them all alphabetized, I go over them. I'm not going to go over them now. God, I'm the one.
Well, whatever. I'll be good. Well, that soup is better than the chunky beef.
Yeah, I want to eat the asparagus. Brad, would you like some asparagus?
How you doing?
How's
that soup?
Hey, come get your drink. Come on.
Good.
Your kneecap's broken.
It's off of my leg.
Oh, come on. Crawl. You're going to hit that cut. Well, he healed pretty good then. Because he had a real bad cut not even a week ago.
A week ago I had it.
Happened on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it wasn't last Sunday.
Oh, it was a week. Okay.
It's over week.
A week and 2 days.
Yeah,
that was a pretty bad scrape. Let me see. Oh, yeah, you healed.
No.
It's a sign that you're healthy, that your body heals itself.
Because you've been eating all that good food.
Where did you get the number from work today? Called the operator. Then she called me to call the center, and I did. And then I asked.
Did you ask the operator for Seton's number?
Yeah, but then she said, call.
Information?
Yeah, information center. And then I did. And then I asked for Seton's number, then they gave me Seton's number, and I called you. And on the end, I said, $3, please. I said, who do you want to speak to? I said, James, thank you, mate.
And then I said, you were very polite.
Huh?
Alice said you were very polite. May I speak? Please speak to Janice Benjamin.
You rude.
Bring his bike.
I told him I'll bring his bike tomorrow.
Bring it tomorrow. Maybe it'd be better just let him go to Michelle's tomorrow. We can ride his bike and...
Yeah. Well, why don't we give him the choice?
What?
Brad? Tomorrow, would you rather go to Michelle's or would you rather go to Michael's?
Which Michael?
Michael,
Parsons.
Parsons.
Michelle.
And
someone
told you.
You know I would rather go to Michelle's.
I know you would. But I'll be able to go to Michelle's. I'm not turning the tape off, Jazz.
Yeah,
well, I'm just leaving it alone.
Maybe we get some controversial.
It doesn't have to be controversial. No, it just could be conversational. The problem is we don't have any conversations. Well.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, whatever. I know one conversation we've been having is our time in Austin is almost over. As I look at these pictures up here, I think, back to New Orleans. I suggest that it would be important that you go find us a nice house.
I'm gonna look for a nice house.
All right.
All right.
And I think that, you know.
I will look for a nice house. Wherever I have to go to look for a nice house, I will look for one.
All right. So what's the list of the things we need to have in a house?
I don't want to start.
I do.
What do you mean?
I want to discuss them. What are some things that, I know what I want in a house.
Oh, you
I
mean.
I want a backyard.
Oh yeah, backyard, fireplace.
A fireplace. A wooden frame house. I want something not too large, but that has a place for me to study. Something with a neighborhood like this. Neighborhood with trees.
Because I know what you want in the house. You don't have to tell me.
Okay. Well, what do you want?
We'll find a nice house. Come on.
We're not going to find a nice house. You are, because I'm not going to be there. What about price range for rent?
I don't even know. I don't even know
the light price. I think 6 is the limit.
I think that's the high limit.
Well, I don't think it's the high limit, because if you say 6, you can find something at 650 that you like.
I think 6 is the limit. I really do.
Okay. Well, we'll fight about that, because if I see something I like, and the difference is $30 or $40.
$30 or $40
for a country of 50
is a difference.
I could give a damn. It's the same thing about when we were moving here. You hated it.
$30 or $40, okay.
It wasn't. That was the issue here.
It was a couple hundred dollars here.
Marriage student housing now is $237.
Okay, Colorado is still $150.
$237.
The new apartments are $270.
And then
the new ones.
And the other ones are going up this semester.
They're not going up $100.
Well, they are. Okay. They can't fill them. They're empty.
Which ones?
The new ones. They're empty.
Right. You mean the black ones?
That's right. Cannot fill them. They have empty ones. People don't want to live in them for those prices. It's not economical. But it was the same issue that I had to force to get us here.
Okay, I don't
want to
go over that again. That's been 2 years ago.
Well, it recurs, so
what
I'm saying.
Well, I don't think we can afford a $650 or $700 a month.
What the hell do you think we pay in the other house? What do we pay in the other house?
$482.
Plus?
$322. We're still going to have to pay. We're just going to make it
$1,000. Yeah, we collect $650 rent. Dumbo.
Okay, so subtract $480 from $650.
All right. What does it give me?
Subtract it out.
All right.
$130 for it. Subtract 40 from Louie.
All right.
But you can still let him manage it, right?
All right.
That gives you 90.
All right.
Okay? All the things that break in the house that have to be fixed.
We're at 475 plus 90.
What do you mean plus 90?
That's the 90 we're making.
But it goes right back into the house. We're not making anything off of it.
I'm talking about the monthly. We're getting equity off of it. At the end of the year, we get money off of it.
Okay,
don't be so stupid. So we're at $565 at my old salary.
Okay.
Dumbo.
Okay.
All right,
so
when I go back, I'm going to have a raise.
I don't think you can count on that $90.
What night? Oh.
Because if we could count it, we could be counting on it now, which we're not.
There's some of it in there. And we've been using it.
There's not a whole lot in there.
Well, we've been using it.
Okay.
So we're still at $565 at the old salary. 2 years ago.
I don't think you can count the 90, okay?
You're so conservative about everything, it makes me sick. We're gonna live someplace where we're not gonna be happy, so you can't count on $90.
I'm saying that. Damn it, you put words in my mouth.
Tell me what you're saying.
I'm saying that I think that we need to be reasonable about what we rent.
So you said 600 is tops and 565 is what we left. Idiotic.
I say that's idiotic. 7 is ridiculous.
Well, you don't understand that.
Well, no, maybe I don't.
You don't. You're still living in a world where $150 pays rent.
I am not.
Well, $700 is comparable rent now for a nice home. I'm not. It's important for me to live in a nice home, and the difference between $100.
I know. Good. Okay.
I just want to come
in. All right. I know what you want.
All right.
All right.
All right. And what do you want?
I want a nice home too.
Right. But you want it at 560.
But I don't want to have to work full time anymore. Okay.
Right.
I want to pursue some of my own interests.
Well, I don't think you're
okay.
Gonna have to work full time when I'm working full time.
Well, let's wait and see.
Well, I can't wait and see. You wait and see.
Oh, man. more to deal with sometimes. I know what you want in the house, Cliff, okay?
Good. I'm only trying to...
You told me a thousand times,
I'm only trying to establish that if you see a nice place, the difference between 565 and 700 is not the world of difference.
All right, Cliff.
Good. Good. Then I made my point.
Then you made your point. But it doesn't mean I'm
going to
listen, okay?
Because
I do what I want anyway.
I know, and then I'm going to come home and find a house that we live in. That's what will happen. I'll have to come home 2 weeks early and find a house, because you will look.
Yeah, Dad.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I'm glad we have this on tape.
So am I.
So we can predict this.
So am I.
Good. August the 2nd. I'm going to call Laurel up and say, Laurel, would you please lend me that tape? Because I want to go home with it. I am. Laurel, please keep this tape. Please.
Well, that's settled.
I'm glad that's settled. Brad? Come here, son. What would you like, if you could pick a house, the kind of house you wanted to live in, what would you like to do?
What do you mean?
Where would you like to live? What kind of house would you like to live in? I just cleaned those walls.
Don't touch them.
Don't touch the walls. I just washed them.
The wrath of your dad will be upon you.
Well, I know I'd like to live. It'll be the spring, because there's a lot of trees.
All right, now don't tell me where you want to live. Just tell me. You like trees around your house?
Yeah.
What else do you like around your house? Write it down, James.
I want
my
neighbors be a little, like, about a block or so away.
Oh.
Just
like that.
You
can
tell us what your dad talks.
Come sit with me. What else would you like?
What else?
Tell me what else.
Kids,
tell your mother. Tell your mother what you like.
Yeah, that's
mainly
kids to play with.
All right, kids to play with. But you're going to be playing with kids all day in school.
Right.
So it's not like you won't be around kids. Mm-hmm. You'll always be around kids. All right.
Well, try to describe the kind of house that I want.
Well, do you like...
I like the house in the world. A big house with a little patio.
Mm-hmm.
I
would like. Yeah. Do you like lots of windows?
Well... I would say not a lot of windows, but I'd say about